I do want to give an example of an individual who was not happy with her position, really not feeling like she's being seen, heard, and valued in her job. And every single time she got to the position where she could ask for what it was that she really wanted, she got scared. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, how are you? Oh my goodness, I am so grateful that you are choosing to stick with me. You know, I've had some people actually say, hey, can I be on your podcast? Oh, wow. That must mean I'm really doing something. Well, I'm just glad you're here with me. And I want to talk to you about something I feel is critical to your success. You know, one of the things we don't do is we don't really ask for what it is that we really want. I like to call this podcast, You Have Not, because you ask not. You know, when our kids, I don't know how many of you are parents out here, but remember when your kids would get upset, they'd start crying, they'd have a temper tantrum. Do you remember saying things like, use your words, right? Because they're just really getting so upset and they can't figure out what's wrong with them. And often it's because we're not using our words. And I've come to realize a lot of my clients are really not very satisfied with where they are in their corporate positions, right? They either came into a position on the negative side because they gave up on trying to ask for what it is that they wanted when they started their job. They were probably code switching or having a big identity gap and really feeling a sense of a lack of worth, just even when they accepted the job. So they go into the job already in the negative, feeling like they just are faking. But then as time goes on, the layers get higher and higher and higher. And by the time I start working with a lot of my clients, they've had it up to here. They are so done, they're so upset, and they need someone like myself to help them walk through the process of really starting to analyze what's really going on. But the key that I want to bring home today is we aren't asking for what it is that we really, really want. And so I want to give you some examples of this because, and I'm going to keep all the names anonymous because it's just how I roll, because I like confidentiality. And that's something we do in the Rise with Diana community, is we keep things confidential. But I do want to give an example of an individual who really was not happy with her position and really not feeling like she's being seen, heard, and valued in her job. And every single time she got to the position where she could ask for what it was that she really wanted, she got scared and she would get nervous. And then she would also find herself explaining and over-explaining things that had no relevance or no anything to do with what it is the issue was, right? And that's something that we often do. I don't know if you guys are that way, right? We deflect, we over-explain, we don't really get to the point. we start to talk about stuff that it doesn't even matter. And then all of a sudden you get done with a meeting that you thought was going to go a certain way. And you walk out of that meeting going, I had nothing that I wanted to say was said. And if that's where you are, that's where my client was. By the time we started working together, we started to kind of go down the road of, okay, and you guys can go through some of these previous podcasts, and I had to ask, okay, what is it that you really want? What is it that you really, really want? And we often, you can look back on my podcast called Should I Stay or Should I Go? The same things that were talked about on the Should I Stay or Should I Go apply even more so in this particular podcast, talking about you got to ask for something, right? Because most of the time, you don't even know what you're asking for. And you don't even know what you want. And so what I want to spend time with today is we've got to kind of get into the psychological aspects of asking for what you want and getting down to the facts of what you want and then realizing what you're going to do in negotiating. If you don't get it the first time, are you going to settle? And then what you're going to do to negotiate for what you want. So this is a little bit of a learning podcast. So I want to break it down. Let's talk about psychology, right? Now, you've heard me in previous podcasts talk about what the F is going on inside of you, right? And that's where we got to start because, you know, a lot of us need to examine our own behaviors and how we respond to conflict. And in this particular instance, when you ask for what it is that you want, there's something that you might be holding back to believe you're not worth it, right? But you need to know how you respond in uncomfortable situations. So the first thing that you have to go back and answer, we could do this, and we could talk about this in every single podcast, and we really could do some real good work if we consistently work on this. So the first thing you need to figure out is what the F is going on inside of you. Are you a fighter? Are you a freezer? Are you a fawner? That's a people pleaser. Are you a fleer? Freeze, fight, flee, fawn. Which one are you? And what I mean by that is when I get really challenged and there's someone who might be making me feel uncomfortable, you've heard me say in previous podcasts, I am a fighter fleer. So I'm going to use my words. I'm going to say a lot. And then I would walk away. That's what I used to do often. Now, I do what I call pause. And I'm breathing through the situation. But first things first, the psychology of asking for what it is that you want, you got to know how you respond in difficult situations. So that's the psychology of asking for what it is you want. And I want to take it a step further. Because the psychology of getting yourself to a place of calm and settle, right, is you have to know how your body is going to be responding with these Fs, right? Either you're, you know, breathing quickly or your hands are getting sweaty, your mouth is getting dry. Whatever that is, you got to recognize the physical reaction of that psychology. And you have to learn to breathe through the process. So if someone's asking you a question, you don't have the response right away. You know, your first thing you're going to do is not start breathing through your mouth and quickly. You're going to start breathing through your nose and out through your nose. And that is your internal psychological calming mechanism. And I'm going to add to that. Is to pray, right? To ask God to help you in this particular situation to keep yourself settled and balanced. Okay, so now that we have the psychology of asking for what it is that you want, we got to get down to the facts. We got to get down to the facts. What the heck do you want? Do you want more pay? Do you want people to treat you fair? Do you want a change of position? Do you want to advance in your organization? Do you need some time off because you need to take care of a loved one? Do you need some time off because you're not well? All of these things are the things that you need to get down to the facts. So get clear on the why of why you want to ask for what it is that you want. The other fact that you need to get clear on is, what does your HR policy say, right? Get clear on what it is that the organization has to say about your particular situation. Another ask that I always say, ask for your company to pay for your personal and professional development. You've got to start asking for these things. And where is it at? Typically in the HR manual, right? And the other thing that I would say within the facts are, perhaps you can ask around in your organization. Hey, you know, what are you getting paid? You might say, well, that's an inappropriate conversation. That is 1985s. That's what they used to do. Nowadays, we talk about these kinds of things, right? You need to be able to do some inquiries and asking people, what do you think is fair? What are you getting paid? However way it comes out. And if they don't want to answer the question, then they can say, I don't want to answer the question, right? That's okay. But at least you can ask. Because what you're doing right now is you're gathering up all the facts. Typically, what gets us nervous and not asking is because we have no baseline. We have no clue as to what's going on. As you're continuing to gather your facts, you want to know what the industry is doing, let's say, for instance, with the pay that you have in the pay scale that you're in, with a company of your size, right? You might want to do some industry research to see what else is going on outside of your organization so that you can ask for what it is that you want. And I would also begin to marshal up times that you've asked for things before. Things got unnoticed. Perhaps you just needed to follow up and you haven't followed up. These are the facts that I want you to put together in your ask, okay? And what I want to do after you've gotten the psychology of it, then you are gathering up the facts. What I want you to do next is I want you to begin to organize your thoughts. I want you to organize everything. And here's how I want you to lay it out, okay? And I have a separate letter that I want you to be able to, if you send me your email, I will let you know my email at the end. Well, I'll let you know right now. It's Diana@DianaRPatton.com. Because I want you to be able to send me an email, because I will send you this form letter as long as you basically listen to this, and I'll give you the code for you to be able to get it at the end. But you got to stay to the end, and then I'll give this to you. Okay, so continuing on, what I need you to be able to do is organize it in a way that gets your point across, okay? And a lot of us dance around the issues and we don't get to the point. So when you are asking for what it is that you want, you could say, you can open up the email or you can open it up in a letter. I prefer everything to be in writing. But I would write first and say, hello, niceties. I am writing this letter or I am sending you this email to whatever it is. Okay, to ask for blah, 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 blah. Okay, you need to state it up front, right? In the law, we used to call this state the issue right away, right? Don't dance around the bush. Make it very clear, make it very plain. And then after you've said exactly what it is that you want, then I want you to go into a bit of analysis, okay? According to either the HR policy, according to industry statistics, according to the friends I've talked to, individuals I've surveyed, this is what is going on, right? Here are what it is that we know is going on, and you're going to be very succinct about those facts, okay? And this begins your analysis of supporting for what it is that you're asking for. After you go in and you do the analysis, then you say, and this is the reason why, you reinforce, this is the reason why I need whatever this is, right? And after you say, I need whatever it is, you say, I expect that within the next, how many days, that I will at least have it or that we will have a conversation about it. Period. End of story. Okay? And then you close by saying, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to having a conversation with you, or whatever you want to do to close it out. You ask for what it is that you want. You state the facts in your analysis. You close with what it is that you, reinforcing what it is that you want. And then you're done. But you got to be clear on dates, timing, sequence. All those things have to be in the letter. Okay, so we started off with psychology. We got the facts. We've organized our facts and our analysis, our letter. Now you have to send it. Okay, ladies, you have to send it. You have to have the conversation. You have to follow through. Most of us are so scared to follow through. And this is where the psychology comes in. Because you have to know that you're worthy of this. In order for us to do our greatest work, we have to follow through and we have to believe that we're worthy of receiving it. Okay? So send it. Send it either via email or send it via letter. Usually, obviously these days, it's customary to send it via email. But if you feel like you need to be able to send this in a letter, I would say send it in a letter. But return receipt requested, because most people will forget these things and act like they never saw it. And sometimes you might say, is a letter important or should I have a face-to-face conversation? Personally, I believe it's always good to have a face-to-face, in-person conversation, especially if there might be some disputes or there might be some, you know, animosity taken from the letter. I think it's really important for you to have that face-to-face. But the reason why I say have it in a letter is because right when you get done with that conversation, you can go ahead and send the letter. That means that you got to make certain that you speak up and say what it is that you really want and not go beating around the bush and walk away from that conversation not saying anything that's in the letter. Okay, you feel me? Because some of y'all will go to that luncheon and that dinner and walk away, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, and forget. Now, let's close this out because I want to share with you the importance of following up and standing your ground. And it's called negotiation, right? Some of you will just take, if they say no, then you're done. Oh, well, they said no. I can't have it. No, I say, ask again. You're like, what? I say, ask again. And by the way, when you are asked in that letter, I want you to go big or go home. You always ask for more. You ask for the top. You ask for what it is that you believe you are worth, right? And then they say no, you ask again. You say no, can we have a conversation? You need to be able to have your negotiating points. You need to know, okay, what's my bottom line? What am I willing to sacrifice? You see, this is what, no one really talks through these types of things when we talk about closing equity gaps, when we talk about people not being treated fairly. How are we actually going to ask for what it is we want if we're not willing to put the sweat equity in to get it? Ladies, this is why they pay me to help y'all. And I know that's the reason why you all are on this podcast, because you want to know how to speak up. You want to know how to say what it is that you want to say in your most authentic, pleasing voice. But ladies, if you're not doing the habits, you're not doing the psychology, you're not working on the aspects of worth, you're not going to get what it is that you want. You have not because you ask not. And ladies, it's time for us to start asking for what it is that we believe we deserve. Now, I know this was a lot, wasn't it? This was a lot. But this basically sums up a lot of the work that I do. And you are going to get what it is you know that you deserve. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to send me an email at Diana at, that's one N, D-I-A-N-A, at Diana, D-I-A-N-A, R, Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, .com. And then you're going to put in the subject line, I'm asking. That's it. I'm asking, right? And I'm going to send you this form that you can use for when you want to ask for what it is you want. I'm going to have all the prompts ready for you. You just fill in all the details. If you need a consultation, if you need some help, then I will make certain in our notes to this podcast that I have a Calendly, my calendar link, and then we can do a little 15-minute consult, okay? Sound good? That's a wrap, my friends. Go get what you want to ask for, because I'm asking. All right, my friends, until next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.